You're listening to Good Parenting with Matt Bubala. For more information on the show, log on to goodparentingradio.com.
And welcome back into Good Parenting. I'm your host, Matt Bubala. Thanks for being here with us again this week on the only radio show by parents and for parents. It's Good Parenting. Joining us on the phone right now is the skinny chef, Jennifer Easterlo. She's here to tell us about superfoods, as well as how to make some quick meals so that all of us who don't have a lot of time at home can make sure we're not eating out all the time. One of our resolutions for 2008 is less food that comes through a window. How are you doing?
That sounds like a great plan. I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for being with us. What are superfoods?
Well, superfoods are nutrient-dense foods that have high levels of antioxidants and things that help to protect your body. So, you know, if you're eating superfoods, you're getting a lot of nutrition for small portions.
Now, I know that grapefruit is one of these superfoods, and it's something that grapefruit to me as a kid was this thing that we got through a fruit drive every year through school, and then we would eat it during the winter months, and I would sprinkle a pound of sugar on it.
Oh, no.
Probably not the best way to eat them. Grapefruits are kind of making a big comeback here, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, my favorite are Florida grapefruits, especially the pink and red varieties. And for kids, you know, they do have a sweet flavor. So I like to create desserts for children with them. I have a recipe for a yogurt pop with grapefruit that's low sugar. And it's a great option instead of, you know, giving them something that's super sweet that, you know, at the end of the meal, of course, you're trying to, you know, get the kids to bed and all that sugar is not a good thing.
I would imagine that the trick is to make these foods taste kind of super sweet without using all those things like sugar that are so bad for you in huge quantities.
Exactly. And, you know, the pops that I've created, I use a low-fat yogurt in them. And yogurt and milk products have a naturally sweet flavor. So when I combine it, and, you know, there is added sugar, but, of course, compared to what you would, you know, shop for, you know, prepackaged items, it's, you know, 75% less sugar.
What are some of the other foods that you use that are a superfood that you like to, besides grapefruit? And let me mention right now, GoFloridaGrapefruit.com to find out more information about Florida grapefruits. But there have got to be a lot of other foods that, you know, you're not going to use a grapefruit necessarily at every meal, although you'll work them in as you can. What are some of the other things that you'd like to see us using more of?
Whole grains. Whole grains for kids are great. And if you start them out young, they get a real taste for them. They're used to the color. It's also easy to sneak in some whole grains. When I make spaghetti and meatballs, which is, you know, a kid favorite, I use whole grain breadcrumb. I also incorporate flax. Flax is a seed that comes from a grass plant. It's similar to sesame seed in shape and color. And I sprinkle that, you know, in tacos. You can put that underneath cheese and pizza. There's so many things that you can do with flax and whole grains that would be appropriate for children and family meals.
And so what exactly is that doing for us? Because if I'm eating a big pizza, I'm still getting all the stuff that, you know, we don't necessarily think of pizza as a health food. So what am I getting by adding this stuff? Just some more nutrients and different things that my body does need?
Right, exactly. I mean, you still want to be conscious of portion size, but say, you know, you're making a pizza at home and maybe use a whole, you know, whole grain slice of bread and use some jarred tomato sauce, which, of course, is very fast, low-fat mozzarella, and, you know, you can put some flaxseed underneath, and you can incorporate these superfoods into, you know, foods that your kids will recognize and love. And, of course, that's a super fast meal that's also good for you.
How important is it that we're not eating out as often?
Well, the problem with processed and fast foods is, of course, they're extremely high in fats, sugar, sodiums, and things like trans fats and saturated fats. So, you know, if you're able to cook at home, you get to choose what goes into your food. So you're able to make choices and use things like, you know, Florida grapefruit and superfoods. Spinach is another one of my favorites. That's very easy to stir into soups and things you make at home. But when you order out, you know, that choice is already made for you.
What are some of the other things that you would say to parents that you see as a problem that, you know, maybe just, you know, we're not doing enough of besides, you know, doing things like incorporating grapefruit or other superfoods into our diets? What are some of the other problems you see in households?
I think it's very challenging for parents, especially, you know, parents have hectic work schedules. They want to eat healthy. You know, if they're just able to make a few small steps by adding some of these superfoods, you know, maybe incorporating things that they can have, you know, just pull out of the fridge. So, you know, go ahead and reach in for that handful of carrots. And, you know, if they're also eating these foods themselves and, you know, the children see that, that's also, you know, a good example to set. So, you know, even though you might be ordering out, if you have a side of steamed broccoli, you know, with that takeout Chinese and stir it in, you know, you're going to decrease, of course, the amount that you're eating, but you're also adding nutrition to that meal that might not have the nutrition that your body needs.
You're listening to Good Parenting Radio. I'm your host, Matt Bubala. We're speaking with skinny chef Jennifer Easterlo. Why are you called the skinny chef, Jennifer?
Well, I help families and people get on the right track to health by teaching them how to cook and eat nutritiously, but also, you know, without depriving themselves, because I love to eat and I come from a family of food lovers, so I totally understand that side of food.
Let me ask you, a lot of times when if you're, say, using a trainer or working out or whatever you start doing and you start getting some advice from people or you're reading the magazines, a lot of times they say, don't eat three big meals a day, eat a bunch of small meals throughout the day. Is that something that you recommend, and what does that do for us?
Definitely. What you know, you want to target is being concerned with your insulin level, and if you're hungry, you know, if you're hungry and you come out of a workout and don't eat, that puts stress on your body, and then you tend to indulge in something that maybe you shouldn't be eating because you need some fast meal, you're rushing. When you're having a lot of small meals throughout the day and you're able to incorporate, you know, healthy foods and small snacks, not only does your mood stay level, your insulin level stays, you know, level, which helps your metabolism, you know, you're going to cut back on calories in the long run, too. But you have to be careful about choosing the right foods for those small meals.
Yeah, that's my next question is, what are some of the things that, you know, is it like just grabbing a banana or a half a grapefruit or something like that, or are there specific things like those protein bars and stuff we should be having?
Yeah, you want to watch out for the protein bars. A lot of those are high in fat and sugars and calories. I like to, what I do is, you know, on the weekend, I'm very busy as well. You know, I'm not a parent yet, but, you know, on Sunday night, I like to pack, you know, my little mini Ziploc bags, and I put, you know, raw carrots, I have almonds, I have, you know, my grapefruit sections, and I parcel that out. So it's in my fridge, and when I'm busy, I can just grab it and run, toss it in my purse. I also look for whole things that have whole grains in them, you know, granola bars that are low in fat that also have things like flax and oats and whole grains.
Okay, but do any of those taste good? You know, you just described this bar. Well, I get a low-fat granola bar with flax and grains, and it sounds like you're chewing on, you know, grass or something. It's just,
well,
on.
It's important to keep in mind, you know, everybody loves their desserts and their treats, but you want to combine these items with other foods so that, you know, these items that maybe, you know, not everybody loves to you know, eat a bag of carrots. However, if you start with the carrots and then you have your treat, you know, you're going to cut back on calories and you're going to feel full while getting the nutrition.
So is that one of the keys, is fill up on the good stuff, or at least, you know,
that's how I do it with my husband. He reaches right for the potato chips, and, you know, I'll say to him, here, have the salad while you're waiting for your meatloaf, or, you know, whatever it is I'm cooking for dinner.
Oh, that's interesting, because that's probably the problem, is we're so hungry, we grab something bad, and we just devour it. If we'd satiate
exactly.
the appetite a little bit with something a little better, then we wouldn't crave that big, gigantic piece of chocolate cake so much.
Right, and that's why it's important with children as well to have those healthy snacks handy so that, you know, mom, dad, you know, I'm starving. I mean, I hear that all the time, so that you can put those, you know, vegetable sticks out on the table with a low-fat dressing that, you know, your kids love, like barbecue or blue cheese, and they can snack on that while they're waiting for dinner.
Jennifer Easterlo is the Skinny Chef. You can visit her website at skinnychef.com. She was brought to us today by the good people with Florida Grapefruit. GoFloridaGrapefruit.com is their website. And I hear there's a lot of good things at that website. Jennifer, tell us a couple of the things you can find at GoFloridaGrapefruit.com.
Well, you'll be able to find my yogurt pops that are definitely a kid favorite. And I have a wonderful teriyaki salmon dish that has grapefruit juice in it.
Wow. You really can use it with anything, can't you?
That's right.
Wow. GoFloridaGrapefruit.com is the website. Jennifer's website, skinnychef.com. Jennifer Easterlo, the Skinny Chef. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Matt.